from the CFM studios on the Sunshine Coast. It's the Ellie and Taz podcast.
What up?
Help us solve a bit of a bet, okay? If you're listening to this and you'd like to have your say, message either Ellie or myself on Instagram. Is lacrosse a bogan sport or is it for the elite? Because Ellie thinks that it's quite bogan of a sport.
Well, having, like, I feel like I've got quite a strong leg to stand on in that I was playing modcross, which is the modified version of lacrosse, as a six-year-old and have been around the Subiaco Lacrosse Club my entire life.
I put it on the echelon of polo. Polo's very...
No. Have you ever watched a game before? It's vicious. It's dudes or chicks just whacking each other with their sticks.
At age six, it definitely is, actually. At age six, there's no cohesion in the teams.
It is brutal.
Definitely just kids hitting each other with sticks. I can imagine that.
Have I told you about my one game? Did I ever tell you this story?
No.
Is it for the podcast? Or?
Yeah, right. I mean, is it safe for
the
podcast?
Yeah, big time. So I played lacrosse because my brothers played it when I was a kid. But I only went to the trainings because the games were on Saturdays, which was the same time as my netball games.
So you trained but didn't play?
Yeah, I never played.
What a tease.
Well, I think it was just because my brothers were going, my mum wanted me out of the house.
Gotcha.
It was just, you know, go along with the boys.
Yeah.
Anyway, so there was one week and my netball team had a bye, so I was free to play on the Saturday.
Oh, here we go. The super sub, Ellie Chaney, everybody.
Yeah, so all this training about to be put into action. Now, at the time, I was quite a large child.
Right.
A.K.A. fat kid. And so because I was a fat kid, they said, Ellie, you can go in goals. Because I take
your
up
first ever game.
Because I take up most of the goals. So I was the goalkeeper.
Right.
And I was playing against like 8-9-year-old boys and they would just run up and just peg these lacrosse balls at this fat little 8-year-old in the goals. And I just got pegged with balls for the entire game. I hated every second of it.
Oh, just like a Friday night on Ocean Street. Am I right? Enjoy the show.
Enjoy the show. It's much better gear in there than that, I promise.
No, it's not. It's the same.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
Hey, I want to turn your attention to Paris at the moment where, let's face it, most of the world's attention is on.
You are obsessed.
No,
like, I don't think I know anybody in my life more obsessed with what's going on at the moment, the games, than you.
You mean no one else is getting up and watching hours of coverage the
are
first
you,
thing
are you still doing
up?
That?
Yeah.
Wow. You are not a morning person at all. Like, this is the craziest transformation for you.
I know. But, you know, it's once every 4 years. I can be a morning person once every 4 years. I mean, I'm not getting up at like 4 a.m. and watching them live. I did want to for the Sunny Coast own Kayleigh McEwen this morning, who took gold. Thank you very much. But I didn't.
Okay.
I just watched it first thing when I woke up.
Sorry, Kayleigh. I mean, the gold's great, but we'll watch it in delay.
Well, the medal tally, right, is something that I like to check in on from time to time as well, especially at the moment because we're doing really well on
it. I love the medal tally because the swimming gets done early.
Yeah.
That's where a lot of our medals come in. So Australia looks great.
Right?
Every single time it rolls around, we're winning.
Well, we're currently sitting in third.
Okay.
Not bad. China's in second. Japan is in first. That
Japan
is the
is
official.
First.
Yeah. They won a lot in judo.
Oh,
they won like six medals in judo. Yeah. But also a great sporting nation. The way that the medal tally works for purists and the majority of the world is the more golds you have, the higher up you are. So it doesn't matter how many silvers and bronzes you have.
It's ranked on golds first and then it's like a points difference for silver.
Japan has seven, we have six.
Yep.
So they're ahead of us. However, if you look at the newspapers and the coverage over in the US, you'll see that all of their medal tallies have the US in first.
What are they doing, like a points system or something?
So they have flipped it round just in the US to mean you're first on the medal tally if you've got the most medals in total. So
they're counting bronze and silver.
Yeah, so they have 26 medals in total but only four golds, right?
Yes.
We have 11 in total but six golds.
Great.
So they've rigged it. They have absolutely done spin king to make it look like they are the best nation. So I thought if they can do that and just make up the rules, why can't we?
Let's do a radio survey, like a ratings spin.
Yeah.
That's right. So this often happens in the industry, actually. People will put like a little spin on results to try and claim a number one.
Yeah, well, if there are no rules, then if you can just make up your own, then okay, why not say that we're the number one radio station that has a name that could also mean ocean?
Perfect.
You know?
Yeah, nobody else can.
Yeah, podcast.
Great. Yeah, we are.
Why can't we be the number one radio show on the Sunshine Coast hosted by someone named Tarrant?
Yeah, perfect. I mean, find another one. Good luck. I think there's a couple in Brizzy. That's about it. What about for me?
Mm-hmm.
What about, like, for us, for example, our shows specifically, the worst rating show with an Ellie in the lineup?
No, it's not the worst.
Oh.
You've missed the point. We're spinning it to make it sound good.
Okay, sorry. Yeah, yeah. My confusion. So, sorry. I'll go again.
Okay. What about the number one radio station broadcasting out of Studio B in the Contiki's Towers in Maroochydore, Queensland?
Great. We are.
We are
number one.
I mean, there's one broadcasting out of Studio A, but that's
not, who cares?
That's not the contest.
Okay, what about this one? It's like a testimonial coming in, right? I can't stand Ellie and her rap alter ego E-Chain.
You have missed the point of this,
okay,
Taz.
Sorry.
Okay,
sorry. No, sorry, we're going to try and do positive. We're trying to do positive.
Okay, I'll do one about you. Taz is top of the table in people worldwide with a fleck of a second colour in the iris of his eye, who also likes to play Pokemon Go and has a sister who does competitive speed puzzling. You have topped that table.
That's all true. I do have a blue and a brown left eye. Wow, you've done... Oh, my gosh. We rate so highly in that category.
Honestly.
Okay, what about this last one?
Yeah.
Sammy is the most relatable female radio host on the Sunny Coast. Oh, I've missed the mark there.
Taz is also top of the table in people who are annoying. Got that done.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9
CFM.
On 91.9 CFM,
it's Ellie and Taz's Kids Grand Prix. Thanks to Hyped, the ultimate kids venue. Hyped.com.au.
Let's go!
Yeah, the Kid Grand Prix is happening next Friday afternoon at Hyped in Maroochydore. I'm taking on 5 kids of the Sunny Coast in Mario Kart.
And let's chat prizing, okay? If you get through, you'll be scoring some vouchers and stuff to do with Hyped, but also one grand prize of a $200 EB Games gift voucher up for grabs for the fastest kid. You can't win that one.
Yeah, but I could still come first and I'll still give the prize to second.
Oh.
You know?
Listen to her, Sunny Coast. All right, let's meet the first person put on Team Taz. We need to take down Ellie. Hello, Luca.
Hi.
Hey, Luca. You play video games much, buddy?
Not much, but I used to play them a lot.
Awesome.
Now, how old are you, Luca?
9
years old. All right. How do you rate yourself at Mario Kart?
50cc, good. 100, good.
Yep.
I'll go good.
You'll go good?
Go good. I think we're playing at 100cc, Luca. Oh. And we're going to be taking down Ellie. Which character do you like to play as?
I don't know. There's so many.
There is a lot. You've got a couple of weeks, well, a week and a half to get training, Luca, and get prepped. So on Friday, you know who you're going to go as and you can attempt to take me down. I mean, you won't, but you can try.
Nah, go get him, Luca.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah, it's confidence. A little bit of cockiness as well. Yeah, I like it. Luca, we'll see you next week at Hyped, mate. Good luck.
Okay.
Good on you, bud. Hey, we'll have another chance for you to come along, kids of the Sunny Coast, on tomorrow's show.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9
CFM.
I woke up this morning.
Oh, you're leading it. Okay. You can tell the story.
Yeah. Well, look, I am distraught for you, Taz.
You should be.
I woke up this morning. Did a little stalk of the Insta stories, as you often do. Came across a bunch of Insta stories from my friend Taz on the Radio, also known as Taz from Ellie and Taz. Went on his story and I see a screenshot of a fake Instagram, Facebook profile, I should say. Tarrant Erickson II.
Yeah, this is crazy. Everything's getting a sequel at the moment. It feels like there's no new ideas in movies and stuff. Everybody's getting a sequel. Yeah. Sounds like apparently I'm getting a sequel.
Well, I mean, a horrible thing to happen, right?
It says Tarrant Erickson 2. Mm. That's literally it.
Yeah, and like no one wants to be scammed. That's awful. Scams are, you know, very prevalent in our society today. Mm-hmm, so Taz, very thoughtfully has written, "This is not me. Feeling sorry for everyone getting harassed. Please block and report. Much love."
I got messages at 2 a.m. Mm-hmm. from a mate that I have not seen or talked to in almost 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
He said, "Hey, man, this is going on. Pretty sure it's a fake account. You might want to sort it out."
Mm.
And I went, "Oh, that's at a morning job. Thanks anyway. That's a morning job." 4 a.m. Mm-hmm. More texts come in. People start waking up to harassing from Taz Erickson 2.
Oh, that's awful.
"Hello, how are you doing today? is the scam that starts. Then someone replies and then goes, I'm good too. Saw your name on FJP list. Have you heard from them yet?
Oh.
And they go, what is that? And you go, well, the fake me goes, it's about Facebook jackpot promotion, giving away randomly selected jackpot winners to take care of kids, buy houses, pay rents, maintain standard of living. Have you heard from them? Kiss.
Kiss. You are notorious for a kiss.
Kiss gives it away. Sure. Adam goes, unless you want to kiss me, this may be a scam. I was like, yeah, it's definitely a scam.
How do you feel? Do you genuinely sad that everyone's feeling harassed?
A couple of years ago during COVID, a lot of radio hosts were getting scammed. Mm-hmm. There were people commenting on our posts, pretending to be you, pretending to be Bex in the past, right? I'm one of you, baby!
Yeah, did!
I'm a big dog! What? Scamming people! Thank you very much. Look out, Sunny Coast!
I saw your post this morning, Taz, and I wasn't thinking you were feeling sorry for the people getting harassed. I was like, he is loving this.
I've made it.
Sure enough.
Mum, look at me now. Look at me now. Scammers think I'm good and influential enough to scam people.
Sure enough, the second Instagram story you posted was another one about the scamming cat. You got to milk this for all it's worth. 100%. This might not happen again.
I was going to say.
And you've captioned it, glad the original me was successful enough for a sequel, though. Come off it! The original me was successful enough.
You're listening to Ellie and Taz, Big Dog Taz.
And then I get into work, and one of the first things you say to me, did you see my Instagram story with this little twinkle in his eye?
I'm one of you.
You
I'm
did
just
it, bud.
One of you.
Congrats, you've been hacked.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
And it's no secret that I have been transfixed by the events of Paris over the last 4.5 days.
Yeah, she hates mornings, but she's getting up at 3 a.m. and watching stuff every single day. We are giving away double passes right now, Sunny Coast, to our preview screening of It Ends With Us. Based on the global best-selling phenomenon, stars Blake Lively at Event Cinemas August 8th. You can see it with us next Wednesday, a day early. We want to know, what's your lame claim to fame?
Yeah, because we've been watching it so closely. Well, I have anyway. We've had it on in the studio.
Mm-hmm.
The Channel 9 coverage, which has been phenomenal, I might add.
Yeah.
And yesterday there was a bit playing ahead of Kayleigh McEwen's gold medal race.
Great.
Right? Kayleigh McEwen trained on the Sunny Coast for years. We claim her as one of our own.
Love her, yeah.
Absolutely massive. She went back-to-back Olympic champion. So that is absolutely huge. They were doing a little package on the TV yesterday with her and Emily Seabomb, who also notoriously a famous Queensland backstroker.
Yes. I then turned to you. I'll throw myself under this bus. I then turned to you and Emily Seabomb was on the TV and I went, oh, I've met her. And you went, really? I went, yeah. She played laser tag once because I used to work at Laser Zone down in Kiwana, down in Warana there.
Mm.
And she came in one day. This was at like the peak of her fame 10, 12 years ago. And I got to clip up her laser tag pack for her because she was having trouble.
Ellie he then dropped thought the that words, was... I got to clip up her laser pack once on me. And I thought, that has to be the lamest claim to fame.
It sent Ellie. Ellie rolled along the floor for 5 minutes and she went, that's on the show tomorrow. That's on the show.
What a rogue connection. Like, you know, I clipped up her laser pack once.
Yeah,
what
I
do
did.
You mean?
I did.
And that was what? How long ago did you work at the laser tag?
Oh, I would have been 16, 17.
So 15 years ago.
Yeah.
15 years ago, you clipped up Emily Seabomb's laser pack and you're still rolling out that story today.
100%. What's your lame claim to fame? Sunny Coast, 545-11919.
I once served Clive Palmer a sausage at Bunnings.
Did you actually?
No. That's just the that's
the type of story we're after. Okay, so if you've got something like that, you've met a celeb in a weird way, we'd love to hear it.
Tash is in Caloundra. Tash, what's yours?
Hi, guys. Well, years ago I was having drinks at the nightclub in Caloundra and ran into Ranger Stacey, who used to be on Agro's Cartoon Connection and then went to another show, I forget which one it was, on Nickelodeon. Knew my cousins absolutely loved her.
Yeah.
So she actually walked down the street to the phone box with me so that I can ring them, and she got on the phone and spoke to them.
And you know what? She wow. would have been stoked. She would have been like, oh, my God, I've got a fan.
I know. And I was just a favourite cousin for ages with my little cousins because they got to speak to Ranger Stacey.
Definitely dates the story. Not only a Ranger Stacey reference, but the fact that you had to go down to the phone to phone somebody, Tashi.
I know, right? No mobile.
Kids, that's where phones didn't used to live in our pockets. They used to be on, like, every second street corner and you had to go over there and it cost you about $15 for 10 minutes.
Exactly.
Who paid
for
the call?
How lame's that?
Did you or Ranger Stacey flip up the dollar that the call
Me.
Cost? Me. Okay.
That's even lamer.
Imagine Ranger Stacey paying for her own phone call to chat to a fan.
Yeah, it's like, who else do you want to call? I got heaps of money from my time on TV because I'm famous.
So good. We've got double passes to our movie preview of It Ends With Us. Sunny Coast, have you got a lame claim to fame? We want to hear it.
Ranger Stacey. She's got 6,000 followers on Instagram, old Ranger Stacey.
5,000 more than me.
Yeah. We'll go to the phones. Emma's in Landsborough. Emma, what's your lame claim to fame?
I got snubbed by Tony Danza.
Hold me closer, Tony Danza.
Yes.
How were you snubbed? What did he do to you?
Well, I saw him. I was overseas. I saw him and I was like, oh, my gosh, Tony Danza. Like, because when I was young, you know, Tony Danza. And I said, can I have a photo? And he turns around and goes, no. And walks off.
What?
I felt like shouting, you're not that famous anymore.
So were you nice about it, Emma? Or were you weird about it, Emma? Or were you nice?
No, I felt like I'd been backhanded by a 3-year-old. I just didn't know. I was like, how can you snub me? You're not even that cool.
Like, did say, were you like no longer a fan after that moment?
Exactly.
Yeah,
yep.
Yeah.
Instant loss of fandom right there.
Never meet your heroes, Emma. That's what they say.
Yep. That's right. I got snubbed by Tony Danza.
Keep going, Emma.
Yeah. Got a beautiful voice there.
Emma, you got a double pass to our movie preview of It Ends With Us for that story. Well done.
No worries, sister. Don't worry. Tony's not in that one, okay? You're safe.
Oh, thank goodness.
All right. We'll go now to Georgia in Biewa. Georgia, have you got a little lame claim to fame for us?
I do. It feels pretty lame now, but it was so cool when I was like 15. I got followed by two of the Justice Crew band members on Twitter.
Which ones, Georgia?
I don't even know their names anymore, to be honest with you, so that's how lame it is.
Oh, one of them's gone on to be in the Wiggles, hasn't he? That's
Yeah,
right?
Purple
that's
Wiggle. Yeah, he replaced Jeff.
Yeah, huge claim to fame. Oh, and let me guess, you screenshotted that follow request and sent it to all your friends, posted it everywhere because you thought it was so cool.
100%.
Yes.
I love it. I love it, Georgia.
That's the best. Thanks, George. We'll go now to Kelly in Buckram. Kelly, have you got a lame claim to fame for us?
I do, yes. Many years ago, when Guy Pearce was in Neighbours.
Yeah.
Right.
I know, right? My sister worked for a magazine, and being the, you know, 16-year-old little sister of a chick who worked for a magazine, they had a competition to have drinks with Guy Pearce, like in, I think, with Dolly magazine, and she tagged me along with her. I was just gobsmacked that I was sitting there with Guy Pearce.
Hang on, so what did you get to go to lunch or something, Kelly? What was it?
No, drinks. We had drinks before, like a date. It was a date thing, so I just went along, you know, in the introductory part of Guy Pearce's date with whoever won the competition. But my sister was, you know, tagged me along with her. I was sitting with my mouth open the whole time. I was like, oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Okay, I have a reception.
This reception is terrible. Budrum getting in the way again.
Yeah.
Sunny Coast, there are so many of you on hold. We're going to grab your stories. I think we're going to have to do this again.
Yeah.
So many stories. And they're all great. My favourite so far, the Justice League. Justice Crew.
Oh, absolutely. Getting followed by them. That's a big deal in 2003.
Yeah. Ellie and Taz on 91.9
CFM.
Hey, a lot going on in Paris at the moment. And what's been cool about this Olympics, and I suppose it was around... you know, for Tokyo and course, before Tokyo, Rio. But social media has given you a bit of an insight into what it's like in the athlete's village.
Yeah, so cool. A lot of them posting TikToks that are going viral at the moment. Of course, this is no surprise because we've put all of our most athletic, good-looking young people in the one place in the entire world.
What I would give to and just be a fly on the wall in the village.
You wouldn't fit in.
Excuse me, I'll have you know.
That was way more of a burn than I expected. I'm sorry.
You've just said how hot and attractive and fit everyone is.
And young, Ellie, and young. Don't forget young.
Yeah, Ellie, you wouldn't fit in. Yesterday, I went into Beefy's bedroom with
you.
Yeah. And we were wearing our matching tracksuits and I said, yeah, we're pretty much Olympians in these things. And they said, yeah, that's what I thought. So, ha!
Yeah, but they were also filming us going, well, who the hell are these weirdos? Bright blue tracksuits.
Anyway. I've stumbled across the rules for the Olympic Village. I thought, this is interesting.
Cool, okay.
Obviously, each country has their own individual rules, and that's why one Brazilian has been sent home because she snuck out to go clubbing.
Oh, you're not allowed to leave.
Well, the Brazilian rules mean you're not. No. But then she got told off. They weren't going to kick her out, but then she responded in an aggressive manner, apparently. So she got sent home.
I have seen a lot of the athletes upset with different quality bits and pieces within the village.
Yeah.
And I'm expecting in the next two or three Olympics, the countries have their own different level of a calm.
Oh, just
they're
going to
split.
Well,
do away with the village. But then it'll be unfair advantages, good night's sleep, pampering, things like that. And we'll start to see it become a bit more like District 1 of the Hunger Games.
Yeah. Well, as it stands for Brisbane 2032, the athlete's village is actually going to be in Maroochydore CBD for the events that are on the sunny coast.
No way.
Yeah.
Giddy Geisha.
So, yeah, literally around Giddy Geisha.
I'm going to book some tables now. I'm just going to do it.
They will be licking their lips at Giddy Geisha, won't they? Anyway, back to the rules. So rule number one, family and friends can't stay with athletes. That makes sense. They're already housing 14,000 people. They don't want many more. No alcohol is provided in the village. So you can't just like do your event and then be like, I want to knock off beer unless you BYO.
Is that why you haven't made it to that level?
That's why I don't fit in.
Yeah,
because they're all alcohol free. There are Olympic Village quiet hours, which also makes sense.
Yeah,
so
you've got to
be quiet from 10 p.m. till 7 a.m.
Yep.
Quite late, really, 10 p.m. You know, like if I've got a race for the gold medal tomorrow.
How loud are they going to be? Really?
Well, if you've just won gold,
oh maybe
you are going to want to celebrate until the early hours of the morning. If your campaign's
let's
over,
go back to a quiet place with no alcohol and no family or friends. Woo!
But you're not allowed to leave.
Oh my gosh, it's terrible.
I know. Who'd do it? You know what? Just let me go out and merch door CB.
Yeah.
Sounds like way more
Bring
fun.
It on.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Totally. It's Vandal time, baby.
Let's do it. We have to guess today's song. It's from 2003, split up into its instruments, drums, bass, electric guitar, strings, and a voice cover. It's been heard more than 2 billion times on YouTube, so this shouldn't be too hard, Sunny Coast.
In fact, it gives you like how many guesses they think it'll take for you to get it.
Yep.
One. They think we'll get it after the first layer.
Okay, 545-11919. If you think you know what it is, you could be going in the draw for $100 to spend at Mooloolaba Music, drawn Friday. They're your local music superstore.
Let's have a listen to layer number one.
Got it.
I'm biased.
I've got it.
Thinking it's a song that I know really well.
I've got it. I've put a guess in. Do we want to go to the sunny coast as well?
Yeah, sure.
See what
Why
they think.
Not?
Okay. Let's go to Watulla. Loz, welcome to the show.
Hello. How are ya?
Hello, Lauren. We've only just heard the drums. Nothing really about the song yet. What do you think that is?
It's 50 Cent in the Club.
Oh!
It sure is.
Of course it is.
It sure is. What did you think it was, Ellie?
I thought it was Jay-Z and Alicia Keys' Empire State of Mind.
No, that's just because it's your favourite song.
I know. That's why I said I'm
biased. Also, 2003 would be way too early
for
that.
That's also what I thought.
Lauren, you are in the draw for $100 to spend at Mooloolaba Music. Good luck.
Yeah, thank you.
It's very quick, Loz. That is impressive stuff. How did I not get Fitty? He's one of my boys. I like it. With Bandle, it gives you a verbal clue if you don't get it.
Yeah, it's instead of in the club, it's in the bar.
Oh, God, that's not
lame.
Yeah. Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM. That's it for Ellie and Taz today. If you missed anything, download their podcasts. Search Ellie and Taz in your podcast app. 91.9 CFM.